From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama delivers a eulogy today at the funeral of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney, one of nine people killed by a white gunman inside a historic African-American church where he was pastor. Many people paid their final respects to Pinckney during a wake at his Charleston church on Thursday night. Earlier in the day, hundreds of mourners attended funerals for other victims, including services for 70-year-old Ethel Lance. Her grandson, Brandon Risher, spoke.
You know, most people in death don't get to represent symbol. She knows none of the victims get to. She gets to represent something that we all know is there, which is hate. Right? She was a victim of hate. And she can be a symbol for love. That's what she was in life.
The alleged gunman, Dylan Roof, has been charged in the killings. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says China is the leading suspect in the investigation into the massive cyber theft of U.S. federal employee data. The comments represent the first time a U.S. official has directly accused Beijing of taking part in the hacking of computers at the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China strongly rejected the allegations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns to Vienna today for the final phase of talks with Western powers and Iran aimed at reaching a comprehensive international agreement on Iran's nuclear program by a June 30th deadline. This is VOA News. Islamic State fighters have killed at least 146 civilians during an offensive on the Kurdish-held town of Kobani, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Fighting began early Thursday when Islamic State fighters, disguised as Kurdish soldiers, detonated a car bomb near the town's border crossing with Turkey. Meantime, in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby was asked if the Kobani attack concerns the Obama administration.
Well, certainly it concerns us. I mean, any move by ISIL to take or to retake territory is of concern. I mean, we know that ground matters to this group.
Flashpoint town of Kobani holds important symbolic value as well. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S.-led airstrikes took control of the town in January, following months of fierce clashes with Islamic State forces. European Union leaders debated into the early hours today at a summit in Brussels about how best to share in the handling of the continent's migrant crisis. They agreed to a voluntary deal in which 40,000 migrants who made their way to Italy and Greece will be relocated to other European countries over the next 2 years. Officials said another 20,000 would be resettled. Interior ministers are expected to finalize the deal by the end of July. Leaders of the European Council, France, and Germany say the issue of Greek debt must be settled at a crucial meeting of Eurozone finance ministers on Saturday after talks Thursday ended without a deal. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
Interestingly, several colleagues disagreed and criticized not only our text, but also the text of the institutions. And we decided as a Eurogroup that we shall continue our deliberations.
Greece must make an almost $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of a EU economic bailout. U.S. Supreme Court handed President Obama a major victory Thursday, rejecting a legal challenge to the new U.S. health care law. High Court affirmed the legal status of the Affordable Care Act, sometimes called Obamacare. President Obama spoke following the court's ruling.
But as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course.
The Affordable Care Act is considered a key element of President Obama's national political objectives. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.